So I'm on a personal mission to creating 100 millionaires.
Now, since 2009, Shakir Hussein, nicknamed as the Backpack Millionaire, has been hailed as one of the most sought-after internet marketing leaders, trainers, and coaches to thousands of people.
He's quickly become one of the biggest leaders.
Does he really resonate with him?
He's a good guy. He knows what he's doing.
He's a phenomenal teacher.
He's always on cutting edge.
And most importantly, he works the
talk. I've got to know him. We've become friends.
You always have to work on manufacturing your own optimism.
Everything that we need is already within us.
It's very simple. Life is way too short. And you got to make sure that every single day you're capitalizing and you're growing.
Hey everyone, it's Shakir Hussein here, and welcome to another episode of the Shakir Hussein Show. By the way, I'm doing a webinar right now, and I thought I'd quickly just shoot this podcast, okay? And so what I wanted to talk about is part two. Yesterday I talked about the importance of focusing, the importance of learning, the importance of eliminating distractions and increasing your focus. Today I want to talk about a few more things that I also discussed at the event. One of them, which I call riding the trend, okay? Riding the trend, RTT for sure. And, you know, I always work like an old school guy. I have my desk. It gets a little bit messy, but I really enjoy it because I can see it's visual. It's right next to me. And when I to-do, it's almost like the to-do list or my breakthrough notes what I have on my desk. It's like an anchor. Get it done. This is the work. Get it done. That's why I like printing stuff. And one of the things I was sharing with all the students at the event was riding the trend. Okay, so you want to ride this guy TT. What are the trends right now where you can position yourself and you can cash in? So if you see the internet market, the digital marketing landscape is changing so fast, so quickly. What can you say? What can you do? How can you act so that you can ride the trend? Obviously, one of the trends right now is video marketing. People are making an absolute killing, a fortune making videos. It's like if you make 10 to 20 videos, you can become the authority in any space. You start attracting loyal fans. Same way with a podcast. You see, these are trends. Now, you don't have to follow every single trend, because a lot of the times when you see the majority of the people doing something, go down the opposite route and do the exact opposite. However, there's certain trends that, you know, if you do them right now, like podcasting, which we teach on our webinars, doing live events, doing stuff like video marketing, these are riding the trends, okay? Riding the trends. And some of you are probably affiliate marketers, or you want to learn how to create an extra income on the side, like a side hustle where you can promote and, you know, create sales coming in without doing the customer service, fulfillment, all the tech work. Kind of like how I started off in 2009 doing affiliate marketing. And in that time, I've generated over $7 million in commissions selling other people's stuff. And obviously, it's changed my life in a big way. It's changed my family's life. It changed so many people's lives. And all the thousands of students that I have been able to get information because of the power of me riding the trend. And one of the fastest ways you can do this, riding the trend, is another concept which I talk about is first mover advantage. Okay, FMA. First mover advantage. If you're first at something, or even if you're second at something, you know, sometimes new companies launch, and guess what happens? The people that get in first beat the crowd. Okay, the people that get in first, they're not marketing a saturated opportunity, an opportunity that's been used and abused in the marketplace, which kind of brings me to the question, and I'll do this quick self promo. You know, if you've been following my journey for the last couple of years, or for the last 9 years, the last 2 years I've been working so hard, spent close to $2 million cash of my own money building wealthacademy.com. We have tons of free content there, and I'm building that as an education platform. And one of the ways I'm building that is by having ambassadors and affiliates become partners. So if you're interested in becoming an affiliate or a partner of Wealth Academy, go to wealthacademy.com/affiliate. wealthacademy.com/affiliate, and all the detailed instructions are going to be on this page. So keep this in mind. Next time you're feeling stuck, you're feeling unclear, ask yourself, hey, What are the trends that's in the marketplace right now? How do I ride that trend? And what's new in the marketplace so I can have the first mover advantage? I'll tell you right now, I can say about 4 or 5 different times I've used this strategy alone to make more than $1 million in my business. So I hope you enjoyed this. All right, so we just wrapped up. Hopefully you've enjoyed this podcast. You know what to do. Go ahead and leave me a review. That's how iTunes gives us all these ratings and stuff, and that's how other people can listen to this. Forward this podcast to a friend or a family member. Forward it to your email subscribers. Share it on your newsletter. Whatever the case is, make sure you go and take action. Information alone is not enough. It's the application that we have to do on a day-to-day basis. Now, if you're not on my newsletter, go to shakir.com. That's shakir.com. That's shakir.com. I've got a free case study there that shows you a video walkthrough of the 10 income hacks that I've put together so that you can go out and build your own $1 million business. Make sure you go and register to get daily updates on my newsletter. I'm excited for you, and I'll see you on the next podcast, committed to you becoming wealthified.